A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that really mean? At Ritual, we have very high standards for what clean really means. Like for our best-selling Essential Prenatal Multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby ingredients, like folate for neural tube support, choline for baby's brain development, and omega-3 for brain and vision support. But our high standards don't stop there. All of the ingredients in our essential prenatal multivitamin are sourced through our made traceable supply chain, so it's clear where they come from and why they're there. Because clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Shop Ritual for the support you deserve with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Producer Andy here wishing you a week of stuffing yourself and family gathering photos you may forget and regret. However, we do hope you might remember some of the most horrific holiday moments in your life and that you'd share them with us on our upcoming Holiday Horror Story Show. Please send your stories in by November 28th to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. As always, make sure to check out tickets to see Dustin Nickerson live in your town or just outside your town at dustinnickerson.com. And make sure also join our new fan-created Dustin Nickerson Comedy Facebook group. Request to join is at the link in the show notes. And today, enjoy last year's Holiday Horror Stories episode, and we'll be back with you next week. Everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And directly across from me and here in our own home recording studio slash our own home daughter's bedroom slash our own
rental home.
By our home, I mean the home that we live in. That it's home is where...
Wherever I am with you.
Wherever I am with you, Brandi Carlile. Or home is where...
I know it's that other band.
The Heart is. Or... Home in
Alabama, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. The point being is we're in our daughter's bedroom.
In our rental house.
We are sitting in beanbags directly adjacent to bunk beds. There's a
pile of clothes on the floor.
There's a pile of clothes, some of them mine.
Yeah.
Got mixed in here. There is a fireplace for some reason in this room because I think when it was built, it's going to be a den. It was going to be a den. It has access directly to the backyard.
Add on.
The kids' den. Stockings hang from their bedroom.
Well, you know, this is like one of our only homes that have had a fireplace.
Yes.
So you got to utilize it.
Yeah. And by utilize it, we mean house the Legos and then the stockings. Yeah, exactly. So
yes.
That's where we are. Wherever you are, thanks for listening and being a part of the little podcast that could hear. We are very, very grateful to have you. We have our holiday horror stories continue today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about a little weekend recap. I'm going to tell you about the fight that Melissa and I had just minutes before we got here and a little bit about just holiday weeks in general. And then we'll bring it home with some HHSs. Holiday horror stories. That being said, a couple things, couple business items here.
Okay.
For those of you, I think, did we talk about this already that came out to the San Diego show? Did we talk about that?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, that was the last headlining show that I did, 12-12. Thank you, everyone who did come out to that. It was much appreciated. We had a good time at the Laugh Factory there. I believe I haven't been paid yet.
No.
But, you know, I'll take that up with accounting
Yeah, you know what? I really wish I wouldn't have brought that up right now because it's a little discouraging. You know what? Let's move on.
I was going to say, I think Stephen... pull this out. Steven, become a business meeting.
Stephen, keep what you see fit in any of this. And it might be everything. If you decide to keep everything in here,
maybe
that's totally fine.
They will
fine.
Hear this podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, pay us.
Oh, yeah. And you know, we get... the power that this podcast has can really just bring that institution down to the ground too. So, you know, we got to be careful not to mix our words here. Mince our words. What's that expression?
I think it's mince.
Mince? Like mince meats?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we think the meaning of that comes from?
You know me and expressions.
Can you tell me A, the meaning of mincing words, or B, the meaning of Christmas?
Usually you say let's not mince words.
Let's not mince
That's
words.
That's actually what our fight was about.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. But I do definitely want to talk about that. But I also want to know what mincing words means. What do we guess here? It's not like minting words, right?
No, it's like...
To mince words is to moderate one's language, to keep within the bounds of what is prudent or polite. Mince words are usually referred to in the negative. Do not mince your words. So when you don't... Yeah, okay, I get it.
Like
so,
you overstep, right?
Yeah, I get it.
MJ in the movie today, she said, are you being prudent? And I was like, would a teenager tell a... ask a teenager if they were being prudent.
Right. I mean, maybe if they were like going to NIT.
I guess.
Or were they going to NIT?
MIT.
MIT. Did I say NIT?
NIT.
That one I do know. That one's just because I'm Googling stuff at the same time.
Yeah, they are smart kids. So
that's the
maybe
whole
they have a better vocabulary
maybe
than,
they do.
Than we do.
But you know what? My vocabulary is good enough that people come to see me do stand-up comedy, talking to a mic. And you have a couple opportunities to do that coming up. Go ahead, Mel.
Nobody says, wow, Dustin, you have a great vocabulary.
No. They mess up. Funny. You know what's funny is Taylor has a great new joke on the Netflix special that she just filmed about couples, and someone's like, I'm not going to give away the whole joke because it's coming out. But like, you know, like some people are like, are you the chocolate or are you the raisin? And it's very funny. And she's like, and then some people are like, aren't we chocolate covered chocolate? Like, well, you know, like those Lindor chocolates. And those are called Lindorf chocolates.
Yeah.
But she called them Lindor chocolates, and she did not realize that until after it had been filmed.
You know what? I kind of thought the F was silent.
Really?
Like a French word or something.
Really?
Yeah. Because I thought that it was Lindor.
Well, don't mince your words, Melissa. Don't you dare.
We're all learning something today.
No, I actually am very confident that I've probably messed up about 17 words since we started recording 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't I don't have good internet access, I'm realizing right now, to check these things.
No.
And I also just don't really care too. So,
you know, it's the week of Christmas.
It is.
If you're listening to this, you're hitting the road.
Yeah.
You're out doing some last minute shopping.
Yeah.
Standing in a very busy line.
You're sitting in your car crying.
That too.
Because you need a break.
Yeah.
From the in-laws. More like the outlaws.
You're drying your hair.
Am I right? You're drying your hair.
You're doing a lot of stuff.
And also, this coming Sunday, we have our Patreon Zoom hang 2 days after Christmas. Something says going to tell me we're going to be
talking
about.
Actually one, but yeah.
1 day after Christmas. Don't mince words. With me, Melissa.
Don't be prudent with me.
Don't be prudent. So we tell people about exactly the Patreon Zoom hang is, and maybe what kind of hot, you know, zinger icebreakers you might have planned.
Oh, man. Well, we had a pretty good group in November, and we talked about our favorite Christmas songs, and... there were some new patrons that came.
Mm-hmm.
We had a grand old time. We are going to hear about Damaris's dog, who's been struggling with some dog anxiety.
Great.
So we're on the edge of our seats to hear the update.
Dare I say it's causing me anxiety.
It might involve some like medicinal marijuana for a dog.
I'm sorry. Come again?
It's like a joint for her dog.
Do you
remember that?
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
now I do.
We're going to follow up.
I'm sorry. Do they have to light it up? Like, does he take a drag of
If you remember, Tiffany said that they should put him in a little reggae hat.
It's too much. It's too much.
So
this
we'll
is this is the kind of stuff that you can take. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's just a way that you can give a little more to Dustin Nickerson Comedy and, you know, and get a little more from Dustin Nickerson Comedy. Early access to videos, discount merch, free stuff in the mail, you know, kind of access to different discussions and community stuff about upcoming projects, all those kind of things. There's other stuff in there. A yearly cameo. You would have gotten a Christmas card, which I will tell you, as you'll see as we present it, is a pretty great Christmas card.
Yep.
People are pretty excited about it. I got a lot of people texting me saying this is the best Christmas card I've ever seen. So
it's nice. Yeah.
It's you know, we don't mess around with Christmas cards here in the Nickerson house. So you know, all you can just go check out our Patreon. That's what I'm saying. And that's all that kind of fun stuff waiting there for you. So that being said, it is the week of Christmas. If you do celebrate Christmas, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, it is still the week of Christmas. You know, this is kind of, it's an interesting thing right now how the holiday breaks because the kids have a full school week off before Christmas, right? Like,
yeah, that's pretty normal.
No, but I mean, it's like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what I mean. Like it's a, with it falling on a Saturday, that's different.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, they get 2 weeks for Christmas, but this whole week it's like Christmas break, but they don't know when Christmas is. And,
it's not like Christmas at all.
Yeah. So,
I remember when you were here, sorry, I was doing the lyric.
All the adults are,
and all the fun we had last year. Are you getting this reference or no?
I don't want to get off. Okay. I'm off track as well.
Melissa said she didn't want to get off track as she peeled a string or a hair or a piece of lint from her her frumpy sweater.
Yes.
Yeah. Which went from 8 years ago being the librarian special to now being the forefront of women's fashion.
Grandma.
Which somebody could
sweaters.
Say that of Melissa herself in the last 8 years, went from being the librarian special to the forefront of women's fashion. Melissa's had a glow up of herself in the last 8 years.
Yeah, I sent you that picture from.
Well, I started to make a little more money.
Yeah.
Being that, hey, at least every once in a while, our clothes don't have to be used.
I'll get the sentence out. When we didn't have to buy our shoes at thrift stores.
Right.
We hadn't had a shoebox in this house.
I do remember very vividly when we had a shoebox. You're like, oh yeah, they have whole projects where your kids need these.
Now we have one.
That was really presumptuous of them to assume that we would have these shoeboxes.
Yeah.
We're not bougie. So how do you feel this week, Melissa? Because, you know, if you were to if you were to guess on how you felt based on how you acted in Panera after the movie, you would think terrible. But perhaps you could say that of me, too.
Yeah. Well, OK.
What's going on, Melissa?
When one of the kids might have a cold.
Right.
It can like make me spiral.
Right.
Emotionally.
Right.
So Joel had this big old tournament. He was sore yesterday, like massaging his neck and stuff. And then today he was like, my throat hurts, but like, you know, he has bad allergies, you know. After Spider-Man, he was just like shutting down at dinner. And I was like, is this because you don't have your phone or are you sick?
Yeah. Because, or are you just a moody teenager?
Yeah. Because I'm like, we're sending you to a Rams game in LA tomorrow with a carpool.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Six people.
We'll discuss that phrase here shortly.
You know, he.
Joel's friend. Okay.
It's just like this whole thing. The game was supposed to be Sunday. Now it's Tuesday.
Let me back up a little bit for context.
And I'm just like,
here.
Oh no, he's going to get COVID for Christmas.
We'll back
you know?
Up. A, okay. There's
Christmas
a lot of,
is canceled.
Okay.
That's where. That's, I can that's tend where to you, go.
So Joel sneezed three times.
In a restaurant.
And Melissa canceled Christmas.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so full context here. as you guys know, most likely, you know, there's been a rise in COVID cases right now. There's been a lot of cancellations and stuff like that and in the entertainment world. And one of those things that happened was that a Seahawks game got delayed. The Seattle Seahawks were supposed to play
the Rams
on Sunday night football, but it got postponed 2 days. And so it's tomorrow or today as you guys are listening. And in that time, you know, a few things happened. One, I got home and we went out. It's like, okay, it's like the start of Christmas break, right? With dad home. And we go out and we go see Spider-Man and it's great. And, you know, we're all having a good time. But Joel kind of on the tail end starts showing pretty sick. He had a wrestling tournament on Saturday too. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things. It's like, we're not being reckless. I mean, he's like vaccinated and we're trying to, you know, we're not causing like a scene and, you know, and like being, again, like being reckless. But
he's also not doing any preventative care. Like he hasn't taken his allergy meds. Yeah.
And he also
hasn't
had
any cough drops.
And he also has to ride in a car for like 5-6 hours with a different family tomorrow. And you're like,
14 boys. It's like, I know I said that once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
But it's like sideline box, like they're season ticket holders.
Right.
So I'm
are
like,
they box seats or the sideline?
No,
or,
they're,
I mean, all the seats are sideline. But.
Okay. They're like, they have free catering built into the tickets.
Oh, okay.
So this is like a nice ticket. And so then I'm like, well, if they should replace you, if you can't go. But he doesn't know better to be like, I'm starting to have some symptoms and I should probably do some things to prevent that or tell my friend I can't go so they can replace
me. Or if I were him, do my best to hide these symptoms. Because I want to go to this game.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, it's...
But you just did the at-home COVID test and...
He doesn't have a fever.
Yeah,
you know,
have a fever.
He just needs to go to bed.
He needs to go to bed, yeah.
But the fight was because in Panera Bread, I said it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
There were other things going on there. So the movie was, for the most part... I mean, the movie is great.
Spider-Man was so good.
It's phenomenal.
We all loved
it. One of the better Marvel movies ever, and great, and it's fun, and you know, we're not gonna give any spoilers, but you know, all of our kids loved it.
Oh, yeah,
so good. And probably the best my kids have ever been in a movie.
The fact that you sat with us was also a miracle.
I was so tempted to watch it without you guys.
I almost chose you a seat online that was away from us.
Honestly.
You could actually enjoy
so that
the
I can
experience.
Enjoy it because I like, I don't know, let's discuss. I brought this up, like, it's hard for me to watch movies with people, like movies that I'm excited to watch, because I don't want to miss parts of this movie, like, you know, especially like movies that I'm really excited about. And to me, it's like the most common courtesy in the world to be quiet and unintrusive, you know, and not bothersome and annoying to other people. But I understand that I take that more seriously than others. I understand that your family talked during movies as you grew up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And...
Well, I'm sure you weren't as courteous as a child.
I mean, I don't know.
Perhaps you were.
Maybe it came from my movie theater days where every once in a while you would have to go shush somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and we hadn't been... Joel had been in a theater, but you had, but the girls and I had been in a theater in 2 years.
And my kids are terrible movie watchers. Yeah. Like, they know I'm like this, and they just don't care.
Well, and the theater is mostly empty. It's Monday afternoon at 3.
Yeah, exactly. We caught a matinee.
Joel finishes, like, 3/4 of a soda and is, like, shaking because sugar hits him.
Joel is, like, a lightweight. They talk about that with people drinking, you know, that they can have, like, a drink and get drunk. Like, Joel is that way with sugar. Like, his sugar hits him.
Especially soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hits him so hard, so fast. And he starts, like, shaking. Like, he's literally, like, hyping in his chair. And he's like, can I get a refill? And I'm like, no. You absolutely cannot. And I take what he has left, which is already his refill. He's asking for like a third refill. And he like kind of mouths off to me. And I was like, all right, well, you ask again. I just dump it out. And then he takes some from Gloria without asking.
Because he's eating popcorn.
Yeah, he just takes it without asking. And Gloria's like, Dad, Joel just drank half my soda. And he's arguing with us. He's like, I didn't drink half. I took a drink. And we're like, you're missing the point here. We told you, you have self-control issues with soda, and then we took it and you stole it. But again, that being said, that was kind of the only issue, but it was a bit of a remnant. And as we got in the car to go to Panera, because we had a gift card, thank you, Taylor Tomlinson, who got me a very big gift card at Panera, because she knows I love Panera. That's a very thoughtful gift card. And Joel was...
It's your comfort food on the road.
Joel was just kind of moody, and they were just asking for a lot of stuff. And then a homeless guy was yelling at the staff and got kicked out. So there was a lot of stress, right? And then you were saying you were most upset that Joel was starting to, like, I was upset with how he was, like, acting, and you were upset with the fact that he was, like, showing some signs of sickness, right?
Well, it's kind of, this is one of those, like, things that my mom was really into, was if you say you're going to go to a party, then you're going.
Right, right, right.
And if you don't RSVP, you're not going.
Right.
And and Charlene. So I've joked with her, because I've hosted birthday parties where, like, 10 kids are invited, 10 RSVP, 7 show.
Right, right. And you're like, and they spent money on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is a SoCal thing, but in this, the boys have been planning this together via group text. So it's like 4 teenage boys and 2 dads.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Joel failed to tell us that
he needed his vax card. Negative COVID test. So, like, they're learning independence and they're learning how to RSVP. And that's what got me. I was like, he's like, can I lay my head down? And I'm like, well, what's wrong? You're going
right.
to drive to LA and back tomorrow. But the cause and effect of all this is like, kids don't think this clearly.
Right,
through,
right, right, right.
You know, so that was what kind of set me off.
Your brain is on fire at that age. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, if you can't stay awake for dinner, then how are you going
to
go?
How are you going to drive to, like you said, LA and back tomorrow?
Yeah.
And the answer is because it'll be for a football game with his friends, and that's just more exciting than Panera with your family.
Exactly.
Which I disagree. I think Panera with my family is more exciting than football with
friends. Picking two items, be it soup, salad, and then he
forgot his mask as we walked in. And you're like, well, come on, just focus up. Just, you know, why it just feels like sometimes I feel like with like an older teen, it feels like you're just dragging this like sack of potatoes behind you. You know what I mean? It feels like weight that you're dragging. Like, come on, just can you walk? Can you just move at the same speed as us? Can you focus? Like when he was like, when he said like, I didn't know I needed a mask. I go, Joel, you know that it's the rules in California again.
I don't know if he does.
Well, I know because he's been
at school.
No, I told him earlier that day it was. And then we told him as we were getting out, grab your mask. He's like, I didn't know. I was like, no, you weren't listening.
Yeah. I think they're the teen stage. They're either like aloof and not present.
Right.
Or they're like hyperly present and correcting everything you say.
Right, right, right.
And then
right,
you're
right.
like, well, I don't like this version either.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. Like he was like kind of like nitpicking us on like some of the stuff from the movie or like some of the comic books. And you're like, yeah, no, I'm not here for this.
But it is a movie that you could definitely pull apart.
Yeah, I mean, that being said, all of this boiled over as we were sitting at Panera Bread, you might have misunderstood what I was saying. Essentially, what we're trying to decide is if he should go tomorrow. And I didn't know if you wanted him to go or not go.
Yeah.
And then you said you want him to go because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, we were on the same group text with one of these parents. And this is like not just where they were in the nosebleeds. Like, this is like their season ticket holders. And so
But anybody can hold season tickets.
No, but my point is that Joel hasn't been to an NFL game in 14 years.
Right.
And so this is a really, plus 3 of his friends, his wrestling friends, like that's a really cool thing.
Yes.
And I didn't want him to miss it.
That's fair. That's fair. Going to a game with your friends, with the drive, like that's not going to happen a lot.
Yeah.
I just laughed at it because I said,
It's an extreme statement. The once it in is. A lifetime.
Yeah, because the Seahawks come to LA once a year. So it's more like a once in a year opportunity.
Well, and this is his team.
To which then you said, well, I'll call your bluff. Why don't you take a weekend off and take him once? You work every weekend. I was like, okay, well, now we're getting personal.
Because you were like, lifetime. And then I was like, how many NFL games have you been
to?
And
I said like 8 or 9, you know?
I know, but I know what I meant was he's 14 and he's never been to one.
Right.
So this is his first
with
his team.
Yeah. It's the first in his lifetime. Not this will be your only chance. But with the friends and all that kind of stuff. Yes, I get it.
Right.
Anyways, that fight lasted a while. That was what we had that, you know, I don't know if your parents have ever had this, but when the kids like kind of politely ask you to stop fighting.
I think I have some Panera in my hair.
Pahara, am I right? Oh, also Melissa kind of like clunky dinner. Melissa kind of also like lipped off to the Panera employee who was a high schooler because they didn't have bread, and Melissa's like, "Well, you have bread right there. I can see the bread. Can we just get like a baguette or something?"
No, Claire likes mac and cheese and the baguette.
Melissa scolded a 17-year-old girl to give her a different type of bread.
I did not.
So that her child would get the size she want. Yes.
And then, as we all said, it's Panera bread.
Right. You have it. But what she meant is they don't have the normal side bread.
They don't have the little mini baguettes for kids.
Yeah.
And I was
or anybody. They didn't have the side baguette that you normally can get.
Could we sub that with a different bread?
Right.
And then I said, take that brioche in the case. And so she finally conceded. And then they didn't.
And then they didn't put it on there.
Bread. So then I had to come up and ask for the bread. And then she ate like 2 bites of it.
Yeah, she barely ate any of it. And
after
then,
being like, I really want that
bread. That same girl that you mouthed off to had to throw away a 2 bite version of that
brioche.
We were all a little tense because I also mouthed off to the Panera employee because they give our pager didn't go off, and I was like, this has been a while. And I go up there and I was like, is this for, she's like, for Dustin? I was like, yeah. And I was like, my pager didn't go off. She's like, oh, I guess we gave you the wrong number. I was like, has this been up here for a minute? Because it had been a minute. And she's like, yeah, I said your name, but I guess you didn't hear me. And I go, yeah, I moved to the different side of the restaurant because you guys were throwing out a homeless guy.
And then Gloria just started eating her soup. And I was like, isn't it hot? You probably need to stir it. She's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, because it had been sitting up there for a while, unfortunately. That being said, you know what? I have a free flatbread coming because of my Panera rewards. So we'll be back soon.
All in all, you know. Sorry, I was going to say it was a good trip, but it wasn't.
No, I thought it was. The food was good. No, the food was Panera. It's always
it was
there
a
for
Panera,
you.
It was a Panera experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't have it any other way.
You know,
if you're not fighting in a Panera bread,
ironic,
what are you doing?
Coincidentally, normally we go to Panera and we're like, okay, well, the kids will probably fight. And it was us this time. It was about the kids, and I still blame them for it. But
I think we've covered this topic.
We managed to go to 2 malls on the Monday before Christmas. Of course, there was some stress.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop. Your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that.
That was
good. Pretty good.
That was good. Mm-hmm.
Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you.
This tech.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek.
Yeah.
Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels
to
get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that makes sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
Andy's excited.
You can get child psychologists' advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
I don't know why I went into the Star Wars theme there, but it's you know, it's we're just kind of in a mood right now. Would you agree? Okay, let's get into some holiday horror stories, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, are you gonna talk about the taping or you already did a little bit?
It was great. Taylor crushed it. There you go.
Out there in Boston. Your first time.
And I think I'll go to Boston. Boston's small.
Yeah.
It's fine. It was cute. I liked it, but I was like, I get why people leave here. You know,
just the downtown.
It's very small. Yeah. I don't even know. The Boston population is not very big. Like you kind of get there and you're like, okay, I, you know, again, like it's like a legendary. It's 684,000.
What would you compare it to?
I mean, that's smaller than Seattle.
That's crazy.
Seattle's close to a million. San Diego's a million.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's interesting because it's a very iconic city.
Yes.
You know, and so it's when you think of, because of its sports scenes, because it's kind of its impact on culture.
Yeah.
You know, because of so many famous people that you know from Boston, because there's been movies and stuff like that. And the accent is all kind of played up. It's a very influential city.
Yeah.
But it's not big. Like size wise. I mean, it's hard to even, I'm trying to even think, like, everything in that, in the Midwest is way bigger. Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit, it's, New York is obviously way bigger.
So maybe it's like a...
It's kind of, it's just, it's, what were you
like
going to say?
Like, yeah, like a mid-sized city.
Yeah, it's like a Portland. That's what it is. I would compare it size-wise to Portland. I don't know what Portland's population is. I bet it's pretty similar. 645, almost identical.
Wow, you did it!
Holy crap.
You're the man for the job.
I have got a problem that I just linked those two cities.
Yeah,
and they're on the water, and the same thing they've got. It's one of those cities that everybody knows and everybody talks about.
Yeah.
And everybody's got something to say about Boston and Portland.
Boston.
They're you know, they're just two sides of a coin, those two cities.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's lovely. And we were like, we were also staying in like a very like bougie area.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't think this is like the actual Boston, but it's also like warmer there than it was in San Diego.
That's,
and I was
so
like, this
weird.
Can't be ideal, but it was fun. Taylor crushed it. And then we went to Raleigh. Raleigh was super weird. And I'll tell you all about that another time.
Okay.
But we have some holiday horror stories to get into. This one right here is subject travel stories. And this is from Jessica. Ready?
I'm ready.
Last summer, we took our four kids and my husband's 20-something-year-old brother on a road trip to Yellowstone National Park. Okay. We got up early and had the kids eat quick so we could hit the road. My four-year-old didn't have much of an appetite, so she had a banana. That seems ominous. Seating arrangements were...
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. My husband and I in the front, the four-year-old and brother-in-law in the second row in captain chairs, and the three other kids in the third row. Okay, we're 30 minutes into our 8-hour road trip and already hitting the mountainous pass in western Montana. You're likely familiar with Snoqualmie Pass. We are, through the Cascades on I-90. Basically, wide curves up a hill, then down.
We've driven through Montana.
Yeah, this is not like that. It has very tight curves, almost like switchbacks. Uh-oh. It didn't take long for the four-year-old to say, "Mom, I'm going to vomit." As soon as we turned around to question the legitimacy of the statement, she started blowing banana chunks. We knew it. My childless brother in the... Oh, yeah, I forgot the brother was there. My childless brother-in-law instantly yelled, "Ugh, she's puking!" and physically turned his 6'7 body in the opposite direction. I was like, "Really, bro? Help a kid out." Nope. 5 seconds later, she goes for round two. Banana vomit all down her shirt, her car seat and straps. It's when it gets in the straps in the car seat.
Yes.
with a 5-point harness and all down her hair.
Oh.
Which happens to be about as long as her waist. Yay.
You just cut it off right there.
Don't miss little kid puking in car days. We couldn't even pull over right away because there wasn't a big enough shoulder on the pass. We had to drive for a while to find a turnoff. Thank the good Lord we were on a trip and had a week's worth of clothes in the suitcase. We were able to change her banana/vomit clothes, remove her car seat cover, and put them into a garbage bag that also happened to have packed. That was smart with the garbage bag there. We had also had some baby wipes for dry erase activity books. Again, thank God, since she's potty trained, we typically don't have diaper wipes. I used about 50 wipes to clean her up, wipe off the inside of the car and her car seat. We used the water bottles we packed for our trip and some travel shampoo to wash her hair on the side of the road.
Shampoo? Yeah. Wow!
As semis whizzed by, you would be so
never
stressed.
Never thought about that. I went through like 7 outfits once getting Gloria the coast.
We put a sweatshirt on her car seat so she wouldn't be on the hard plastic for 8 hours. Needless to say, the trip
this is your fourth child.
The rest of the trip was smooth sailing, but the thought of a road trip instantly brings back the smell of bananas, and not in an appetizing way. Thanks for the last, Dustin and Mel. Jessica.
Wow.
Post Falls, Idaho.
Mm. Gloria did throw up a banana once.
When? And
she was in the back of like a 4-door sedan. We were going to LA or something. She was like 5. Because she gets a little car sick.
Right.
It just like Claire and you. But she was like, she didn't eat bananas for like a year or two. Because she was like, it was the banana that made me sick.
Right, which is unfortunate because bananas are what you're supposed to have when you are sick.
But I think with little kids, like being higher up helps them. And in sedans, if you're lower and you can't see out, I think that had to have something to do with it. Because she wouldn't throw up just driving on the freeway in our car.
I just remember, this is the most dad thing, and maybe this is just a me thing. I would be just so mad we had to stop.
I think by your third kid, you can catch puke in a bag.
Yeah, you can kind of.
I know it because I've caught it. You hear the noise, the gurgle, and you turn around with your grocery store plastic bags and just catch it.
Got it. No stop. Throw it out the window.
We do not throw barf bags
Melissa,
out the window.
I'm kidding. This is a comedy podcast. Don't deconstruct.
I'm just impressed about the shampoo.
Don't deconstruct the bits.
I never thought about that.
The shampoo is smart. It was very, very smart. But we just straight up wouldn't bathe them, so we don't sweat it. Next one. This is from Anna, and the subject is Griswold Family Christmas Tree Horror. Right. Hi, Nickersons. My apologies in advance if you or any of your listeners are squeamish regarding bugs.
Huh. I've heard this. I've heard about this. I'm excited.
You haven't known the story. You've just heard.
I know the premise.
You have an idea where this may be going.
Mm-hmm.
So you may know the classic National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation movie, of course. My family always joked that we were obtaining more and more stories unfortunately similar to those depicted in the slapstick, and I have 2 short Christmas tree horrors to delight with you. For reference, we, the Preebies, pronounced Preebie, are diehard real tree fans. Nonetheless, this year is our first fake tree, as we've given up all hope. The first story is honestly our own selfishness of wanting a big, beautiful tree. We live in Spokane and drive about an hour into the mountains every year to get a tree. I love the opening scene when they're singing in it.
Yeah.
And the kids in the back. Rusty is so funny in that movie.
He is so funny.
The son.
Hey, Rust.
Hey, crushes every line.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah. And when he catches him like oogling over the girl at the store, the way that he handles that, and he's like, hey, Rush, you can't even see the line.
The panty line,
Anyways, when you're in the mountains, you can't really gauge the size of a tree since there's snow and it is relative to all the other massive trees. That's how we came home with a 12-by-12-foot tree.
What?
Scraped off the siding and trimmed around our door and couldn't cut the ropes lest we break the windows. We literally brought a saw into our living room and cut the tree into very small pieces and carried it back outside.
What?
So they bring the tree in,
realize
it's too big. Cut it back down to bring it back outside. And then we hit a tree farm for a more reasonable purchase. When we didn't learn our lesson, this past 2020 Christmas, we bought a nice tree and had it fully decorated for about a week. One day, my sister noticed what looked like thousands of tiny beads on the floor. They were alive. They were giant aphids? How do you say that? Aphids.
Yeah.
We later learned, and there were multiple nests embedded in the trunk of the tree.
No!
We scrambled to save the ornaments and presents, but they had crawled under the wrapping paper. We had to rewrap most presents.
Oh, no.
And anxiously hope friends and family didn't have bugs on their gifts on Christmas. We hauled the entire thing outside, all of us covered with the aphids, sorry, crawling on our arms and necks, going underneath gloves we had used for protection.
No,
we went without a tree that year, and 2021 is our first fake tree year. I still get shivers thinking about it. I have attached pictures for your enjoyment there. That is hysterical. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Oh my gosh.
Anna, for the email. Oh my gosh. That is so, so funny. All right. Two more. This one right here is from Thomas. And the subject is HHR with divorced MIL. I think you meant it HHS, but it doesn't matter.
Holiday Horror Story.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right. This is from Thomas in Fernandina Beach, Florida.
All right.
Dustin and Melissa, my wife, three boys, and I drove 13 hours from Florida to D.C., where my parents and my wife's divorcee mom conveniently live 40 minutes apart. The intended plan was to spend a total of 15 days in D.C. for our Christmas vacation.
Whew.
Sounds normal, sounds great, especially in a glitzed up D.C. Then, oh, the horror! With great bemoaning and complaining, my mother-in-law found out that we have the audacity to stay with my parents for 5 of the 15 days. Essentially, it boiled down to 66.666667% of our time would we be with the mother-in-law and 44% with my parents. The gumption that we dared to spend any time with my parents sent my mother-in-law in a tirade.
Oh,
My wife was so pissed, she flipped the switch, and we ended up staying with my parents for the whole 15 days, and my wife refused to see her own mom.
Oh, no.
We don't allow manipulation. It seems to bubble over during Christmas. I do love my mother-in-law, but her manipulative behavior drives my wife and I insane. Love the pod, though you do need to come to Florida sometime and experience freedom. That's funny, Thomas. That does make me feel better about... extended family problems. All right. This mm-hmm. one's from Melissa, and the subject is holiday humor / horror stories. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. I've been racking my brain since the challenge went out for holiday horror stories to try and think back to all the Christmases to try to remember one. Most of our horror stories came from 4th of July fireworks being thrown in the fire, flaming marshmallows in the air, and burning down an entire wood pile. I remember one year for New Year's Eve, which probably barely counts, but it's pretty funny. 2 days after Christmas, my dad had a massive stroke. Not the funny part, but necessary for the rest of the story. We decided to spend the night in the ICU, waiting on a room on New Year's Eve in case we needed to rush back to the hospital, which was over an hour from home. There were no TVs or magazines or anything in the waiting room, so it was exceedingly boring and made for long days. Earlier on the New Year's, we went to the cafeteria before getting PJs on to get our dinner. My sister hadn't eaten hers yet, so she didn't realize she needed mayo for her very bland hospital sandwich. She was trying to convince... Where's this going? I have no idea where the story was going. She was trying to convince to go with her through the hospital back... She was trying to convince me, I think you're trying to say, to go back with her through the hospital back to the cafeteria just for some mayo. She told me she'd trade me the unstained chair for the one with what looked like a bleached out vomit spot on it so that I would have it to use for the night of sleep. I finally relented and went with her to the cafeteria for mayonnaise. But by the time we made it there, it was 12:03 a.m. and they had closed at midnight. So she had to eat a very dry hospital sandwich and I had to use the vomit stained chair to try and sleep.
I think you're supposed to get the non-vomit chair.
I think so, too.
Because you went to the cafeteria.
It was pretty funny at the time, probably for being sleep-deprived, but dry, cold meat sandwiches are pretty horrific. I agree with that. Can't wait for the upcoming Indiana tour dates and hope the Nickerson family has a great Christmas season. What were you going to say? Sounds like what?
It sounded like they were going to wear pajamas for dinner.
I was a hard one to go. I was like, are we going to do pajamas for dinner? Or I wasn't sure. I was like, is this going to be something like a mayo incident? Really what it was is you fought and you were so indecisive that nobody got what they wanted.
New Year's and mayonnaise.
Yeah, which, you know what, mayonnaise is a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I'm sorry that that didn't work out for you guys. Guys, we appreciate you listening so much to the pod, whatever you are celebrating. We hope that you enjoy celebrating it. Happy holidays to you, everybody. Merry Christmas. All of the above. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. Ooh, that's $25 up a month. That's a big money right there. What you get is you get a special shout out on this podcast at the end right now. So, first up,
Avril Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Bonnie Galindo,
Carrie Teague,
Caroline Crimmins,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Damaris Diaz Stevens,
Dan and Chelsea Morell,
Daniel Owens,
David and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Isaac Teron,
Jason White,
Jennifer Ashley Downs,
Jessica Handhurand,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Lara,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Matt and Sam Slosdom,
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt,
Nicole Carose,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capin,
Stephen Menya,
and Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.